Yay, the kids are finally asleep.
So do you feel like...
playing a game?
I've got a feeling a boss fight's coming up.
Ooh, I just got wrecked.
Headshot, baby.
Ooh, it's your turn to get the baby.
So are you up to the challenge?
Run, 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 run!
And we're dead.
That's when I realized I have no idea what I'm doing.
GG. Welcome back to another episode of the Gamer Parents Podcast. My name is Kevin, and I am joined by my joyful wife, Joanne.
Hello! I was trying to be joyful.
Okay. If you're new here, Joanne and I are a married couple. We have two kids, ages 3 and 5, and we like to talk about life and gaming. We are parents who game and gamers who parent.
Yep.
Episode number 88.
Ooh, that's the year I was born, guys.
Ooh, yeah. That's true.
I'm still young, though.
You are. You are definitely still young. Don't worry. You especially look young. As usual, we will kick off this episode talking about what's been going on in life, followed by what's been going on in gaming. So to start things off with the life side of things, we love talking about funny things that our kids say and do.
Yep.
And we have some more of those this week.
They definitely got the humor from me.
And so the first of those that happened was we took our kids out to eat this last week, right? We went out somewhere for lunch, I believe.
And it's at Cheddar's.
Cheddar's, which is like our new favorite place for us.
Yeah.
After that time.
It was our first time there, and it's our new favorite, right?
Yeah, I mean, I enjoyed it. I thought it was really good. The honey buttered croissants that they bring to the table.
That was so good.
Were really good. Those were fantastic. And their ranch dressing is also amazing. It's one of the best places for just, if you like ranch dressing, obviously. True. Depending on what you have it with.
Mm-hmm. If their ranch dressing is wrong to you, then I don't want to be right.
Yeah, there you go. And so anyways, we're there, and they have like a small fish tank, like kind of in the
small
waiting area.
It was like 6 feet.
Sure. What I mean, like,
in length.
I'm not thinking like aquarium. Gotcha. Level fish tank, right? Big for like someone's house, but like, yeah, not that big for like a business one.
I gotcha.
Which is kind of unusual. Like, a lot of restaurants don't have big fish tanks like that.
Mm-hmm.
So our kids were having a lot of fun just watching the fish, right? And
yeah,
like, we were picking them up so they could see better.
Uh-huh. Both the kids and I.
Yeah. I didn't pick you up, but you're tall enough to be able to see.
Yeah.
And they were checking out the fish for a while, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I think Faith says something along the lines of that she wants to see the other zoo animals. Right? That she's done seeing the fish. She wants to see some other zoo animals.
Yeah.
And then we're like, what? No, like, this is still a restaurant. It's only fish, a fish tank that they have here. There's no other zoo animals like around here for us to go see.
Yeah. But in her defense, next to the fish tank was like a door that looks like a cage. I mean, like, it has like bars on it.
Uh-huh.
So it looks like an animal cage, right? Like, and she was like, there, let's go there and see what animals there are in there. So we went there, and it's just liquor in there.
Oh, I feel like you probably weren't supposed to go in there.
Exactly. I thought that was funny.
Yeah.
I'm like,
babe. You found the stash.
Exactly. And there's no animals. So she was disappointed. I was like, why are there so many bottles?
Yeah. She's been to the zoo a few times.
Once, I thought.
Has it only been once?
Yes. That one time when we celebrated Dylan's birthday.
Yeah. So apparently she thinks if there's a fish tank there, that must be the zoo. I don't know. I don't know exactly how she came to that conclusion that there should be more animals there.
Yeah. So she didn't let me go with saying that it's a restaurant, right?
Yeah.
And she was like, I really want to go back to the zoo. Now that I'm older, I want to go back to the zoo.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've been to the zoo. I feel like that's a good family trip.
True. But if we want to do it, let's do it before summer hits in Texas, y'all.
Yeah, before it gets too hot. That's for sure.
And another funny thing that Faith did was over the week, I think it was a Monday morning, and I made those, you know, mini frozen
pancakes,
yep. Yeah, that you just heat up in the microwave. So I took like about 5 of that and gave it to her. And she was like, I only want to eat these three. I don't want the other two because it has holes in them. And I was like, what? So I look, and it's just because the pancake was like upside down. I don't know if there's
so it was like the bottom of it.
Yeah, the bottom of it was showing, and it was like all holy, like a lot of holes.
Not
right?
like there was like holes punctured through the entire thing. It was just like little holes or little indents.
Bubble holes.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
know when
sure.
you
That's
fry.
A good way to say
yeah.
it.
Yeah, made the batter if you made the batter. So those bubble holes appear. But I thought it was funny that she was like kind of like grossed out by those holes. And I just turned it over and she was fine after that.
Yeah, wow. there's so many things where like she says, oh, I don't want that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you always eat it like this. Or like, if you didn't notice, you would still eat it and she'd be fine. Like, she would enjoy it. She would still like it.
True.
But it's just because she sees it and she's not sure. She's like, I don't want that.
It's kind of like that corn dog you made for her once. Like, you heat it up for her and it kind of like broke.
She's been on like a corn dog craze lately. And so I heated her up a corn dog. And the whole outside, like, fell apart. Maybe I put it in too long or whatever.
Maybe, yeah.
And the outside part fell apart.
Uh-huh.
And so when I took it out, she's like, yeah, I don't want it like that.
Yeah, I don't like that, she said.
Yeah, I don't like that. And to be fair, corn dog looks way less appetizing when it's all fallen apart.
Yeah, when it's deconstructed.
Yeah. And so to fix it, I just, like, cut it all up into, like, small pieces, right? And just mix it all together. And she ate it that way.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's very, very kind of the same thing. Like, it's technically no different than what she was eating normally.
True. Do you cover it up with ketchup?
Yes, of course. Put ketchup on that bad boy.
Yeah. So funny. But yeah, it's funny how kids always judge the quality of the food just by looking at it. Right.
Yeah, and not even wanting to try it.
Exactly. So yeah, those were the funny stories that our kids, or in this instance, just Fave, was up to this week. And what else did we do? Oh, so this week, I actually enrolled Fave in a Parents Morning Out event, right? I did it twice, and I really enjoyed it the first time because then we have like 3 hours free, you know.
We're kind of like a local business that has like a kids camp thing. Right? That you dropped her off for 3 hours?
Yeah, a parents morning out, they call it. And Dylan was at school, so it was like nice that we had that 3 hours. So because I enjoyed it so much the first time, I asked Kevin if he was available for like a quick brunch with me the second time I did
that.
Yeah,
we didn't really plan it either, right?
Yeah, it was like, impromptu.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was nice.
But we found a nice new local place for breakfast. Right, out of that date, called the First Watch.
Well, you found it. I've been there like 3 times.
Yeah, so you've been there without me, and you recommended it, and we went. And I really like that place.
I do too. I'm glad you did.
Yeah, great menu. Food was really good. Mm-hmm. Coffee was not bad. All around a good place to stop for breakfast.
And the ambience was nice.
Yeah, it's not a bad looking place.
Yep. So the first time that Faith went for the parents' morning out, I went for a mani-pedi sesh, which is a manicure and pedicure, if you don't know what a mani-pedi is. So it was a nice self-pampering. I went with another mom friend, the same mom friend who came by here with her daughter last week.
Mm-hmm.
So that was fun. And in the evening, there was this... like a potluck session in the middle of last week. So everyone brought something, and obviously I brought Chinese food.
And this was for a small group that you're a part of?
A small group at church, yes, that I was a part of. And I ordered this party tray of fried rice, right? Barbecue pork fried rice.
Yeah.
From a local Chinese place. And I asked them, like, how big is a party tray? Because there's like 10 people in our group. And they tell me, like, oh, it's enough for 6 to 8 people. And I was like, okay, we have 10, but everyone's bringing something, so it should be enough, right? So I ordered a party tray and egg rolls, because egg rolls.
Oh, they're
rules.
Egg rolls. You don't have to explain.
Yeah, because egg rolls. But then when the tray arrived and it was this big old, I think it was bigger than our barbecue, you know, the tin aluminum tray that we use for barbecuing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, that's a lot of fried rice. So between the 10 people there, and I even saved some here for you.
Yeah. And I mean, enough for me and both the kids both to eat the kids for dinner.
For dinner and also my lunch the next day. So there was like leftovers, right, from the party.
I don't know if people actually touched it at the party or much of it they ate. Because I didn't really get to see it because I didn't open it up, right? Because I wanted to keep it hot and fresh and ready for you to take. So I didn't really see like how much was actually eaten up at the party.
Yeah.
But there's still a lot left.
Yeah.
And we've been eating fried rice like almost every day for this last week.
I know. And the funny thing is there's still, I just like literally before recording this, I just ate another plate of fried rice. And there's still some left over. I'm like,
it's a good thing you like fried rice.
Exactly. But I thought it was like ridiculously a lot. Like when I left the party, it was like half gone, you know?
Was there a lot of egg rolls though too? Because I feel like you only brought back like a few egg rolls, but like a lot more fried rice.
Yeah, well, I ordered 20 egg rolls.
Oh, wow. So I brought egg rolls were a hit. Yeah, not, it was. Not the fried rice.
Because egg rolls. Well, I brought back 5 egg rolls and half of the fried rice. So obviously everyone ate more egg rolls than fried rice. But yeah, I was just like amazed at how much fried rice, even with half a tray left. It's like between you, me and the kids, it's been like 4 days.
Yeah, and you and the kids don't eat a lot. So
what? I do. 4 fried rice, yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, the kids don't eat a lot.
Yeah, but yeah, I thought it was funny. It seemed like that just kept multiplying, you know, like 5 loaves, 2 fishes kind of thing. But fried rice.
Yeah.
But yeah, how about your week? What were you up to?
Not a lot. I guess the next couple of things we did together. But we took our son to kindergarten orientation.
Oh, yes.
For his new school this last week. That was a chance for, that was my first time going to his going to be new school, right?
Yeah.
Which is actually extremely close to us, like walking distance. So we just walked over there.
It was 15 minutes.
Yeah, not even that long. It's pretty short walk. And we got to meet all the kindergarten teachers, the principal, you know, and they gave us a little presentation of like, this is what kindergarten's going to be like. This is what to expect. This is how things are going to work.
Yeah.
And as well as like things we need to work on and prepare Dylan for before for that first day of kindergarten.
Yep.
So, and most of it, I think he's pretty good on.
Yeah, I would think so too.
And obviously things we're not aware of, we'll find out probably when we get there.
True that.
But it'll be his first, like, obviously first, like, big public school experience, right? He has his preschool, which is way smaller.
And also private.
So that will definitely be a little bit different.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like when they said their classroom would have about 22 kids on average, I think that's like double the current number of kids in his pre-K. So
yeah,
that would be interesting to see the dynamics. I am not sure if I was gonna be like a homeroom mom or something or volunteer. I would love to, but at the same time, I want to be able to spend some time with Faith. So we'll see. Well, Faith will be in preschool, right?
Yeah. So that'll be around the same time, right? So yeah, both of them will be in school at the same time now, whereas Faith hasn't really been to school yet.
Yes.
Right? And plus, Dylan will be going from 4 hours a day to like 7, which is a significant increase, right? So hoping that he can handle that okay, right? I mean, 6 to 7 hours a day in school is a lot when you're not used to it.
That's true. And we have to get up way earlier.
A bit earlier, yeah. And obviously, he'll be picked up later.
Like, the only good thing about it is that we'll get some exercise in the morning.
True, we're getting a lot more walking, which is good. We could use it. I know I could, at least.
Me too. And what else happened this weekend? Were you having fun with the kids?
Yeah, so today we actually had Dylan's last soccer game.
Ooh, already?
Yeah, so we've been talking about how Dylan has been in soccer. And I feel like it hasn't even been that long. Like, it was like came and gone like really fast.
Very fast.
Yeah, and so he's all done with his soccer season. Unfortunately, they didn't do all that well as a team, but they had fun, and they learned, and they got better, which is the main thing. And hopefully we can practice more before next season, if, you know, if he's going to go in for soccer again.
Yes, he is. I already enrolled him.
Yeah. So we'll give us more time to practice before then and freshen up on our soccer skills.
Yeah. So I know it has been raining in Texas, well, in Houston or Katy, or for like a couple days with thunderstorms and all. And actually, there's also a flood watch in Sugar Land. But I wanted to ask you, like, during the soccer game today, was it muddy or how was the field?
It was a little bit muddy. I mean, yeah, we've had like a tremendous amount of rain the last couple of days. And that's something that I was worried about. But I mean, I think most of the rain was like 2 days ago and yesterday was a bit less. And then today, I don't think there was any today. So it was, it wasn't too bad. It was still a little bit wet, but not enough to like cancel games or anything. Like that. So, which is weird, because last week it was extremely windy, right? Like, super windy, and, like, was picking up dirt and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It was kind of hard to play in, and then this week it was a little bit wet, but not too bad. So, had some interesting bits of weather the last couple weeks for soccer games. But, yeah, I mean, it was fine, other than that.
Okay. That's good to know. For some reason, I thought it was going to be, like, Peppa Pig. Muddy puddles.
No muddy puddles. Yeah, no jumping in muddy puddles.
Because I saw Faith wore her rain boots.
She did, because we weren't sure how it was going to be.
Gotcha, okay.
So, yeah, we put rain boots on her. It wasn't too bad. But maybe you can go ahead and explain where you were during the soccer game, because you had something else going on.
I know. It's so rare for me to be questioning, Kevin, how did the soccer game go? Like, I'm a listener myself.
Usually you're always there.
Yep, and this is the first time I've missed it, and it's his last one. So this past weekend, just this past couple of days, so it started on Friday evening at 6 through today till 6, so about 24 hours. I was at a freedom conference organized by the church that we go to, and first and foremost, let me just explain. So the small groups that I go to every week, it's kind of like self-preparation for the conference. So you have 12 weeks of the small groups where you discuss various topics that kind of like helps you reflect on your life and on your past hurts. And, you know, life is hard.
A lot of things that we don't normally talk about, even like husband and wife, right? A lot of it's rooted in your past. And maybe it might help if you explain some of the just some of the topics in Freedom.
Yeah, so let's rewind back a bit. So with the 12 weeks where you get to self-reflect on things that you are holding on to without you realizing it, whether it's like unforgiveness, which is like a big thing, you know, because hurt people. And sometimes we are victims of the hurt, or we are the ones to victimize others by hurting them. And so we go through like a whole like process of reflecting through scripture, through sharings. And then we go to this conference. And at the conference, you listen to like different speakers touch on things related to what you learned for the past 12 weeks. And it's like if you imagine an onion where you peel off the skin bit by bit, layers of it. So it's the same with freedom, you know. It's an ongoing process.
Except you're the onion.
Except, yes, you're the onion. So there was,
and there's still a lot of crying.
Yes, and a lot of crying. Yeah, exactly. Because when you peel onions or cut onions,
yeah,
you cry. And I am so drained. Like I think there's no more tears left to squeeze out of my eyes. But it's a good kind of crying. It's not a sad kind of crying. It's more like tears of relief. And, you know, like, it touched a lot of, like, heavy stuff. And it's all personal. I can't even, like, explain how personal it is, because everyone has a different sharing, you know, and a different experience. Like, ultimately, all of us been through hurt, whether it's from a friend, a lover, a parent, whether it's an abandonment issue, anger issue, you know, all of that is literally like therapy compressed into 24 hours of talking and praying. And yeah, it was very liberating, because we know, like what Pat shared in the previous podcast, like, you know, your faith in Jesus, and that's the best thing because he overcame the world. We can choose to either dwell in our past or like overcome it. And we can't overcome it with our own strength, obviously. It's always through Christ. So yeah, I thought the Freedom Conference was refreshing. And don't get me wrong, I've done it before. But this second experience was like a completely different experience to me because through time, you know, new traumas happen and, you know, sometimes your wound from the past reopens. So I felt very different this time compared to the first time. And either way, I left very refreshed or relieved, like a heavy weight has been lifted off my shoulders. And yeah, I'm not saying that everything's going to be perfect because we live in a broken world, obviously, but at least we know who to put our hope in. So I can't wait for you to go through it again, Kevin.
So just to backstory this a little bit, this is your second time going through Freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been through it once before.
Yes.
As a participant and then once before as a co-leader.
Yeah.
Right? Which you're kind of leading or participating in the group depending on what kind of role you're playing.
Yeah, but I truly think going as a participant is very different from as a leader. But go on.
Right, yeah. So something that we've done before, and this go-around you said it felt way different, right? The things mm-hmm. that spoke to you this time were kind of the opposite things that spoke to you last time.
Yeah.
Right? And it's also been, what, 4 or 5 years?
Five.
Mm-hmm. 5 years since then. So it's not like it's extremely recent. It's been a while.
Yes.
And so I think it's something that we'll probably continue to do at least every couple of years or something.
Yeah, definitely.
Between the two of us, I definitely feel like this was one event when I went through it that literally changed my life.
It did. It changed you even. Like you came home with a bouquet of roses. I'll never forget that.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I remember that.
But the funny thing is, like why it felt so different this time, I think it's because of where we are in life as well. Like the last time I went, Dylan, our oldest, was only 4 months or 6 months. But you didn't have to like, I don't know, like scold them yet. You know, like they're not toddlers. They're just babies dependent on you. The most you have is lack of sleep, correct?
Yeah.
And then now, like as you raise your kids and they're older, and then like within these 5 years, you lose so many people through COVID, correct? Or just natural causes or not. But it's just like there's so much hurt over these 5 years, and also like dealing with anger when the kids get to you, which is normal mom rage. But I'm not trying to justify it, but I'm saying like it just brought up lots of like things that I have swept under the rug as a kid, you know? So
yeah,
just being able to like release it all out and ask for help.
Yeah. Things that like you
divine help
you weren't really able to or hadn't really come up for you to even need to deal with 5 years ago that have since then, right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Which is why it's good to go through this, something like this every once in a while and kind of do a real close internal examination on kind of where everything is.
Yeah. And they also do have online groups. So
yeah.
I know for spring there it's already over, but if anyone listening, if you're interested to check it out, it's on yourhopecity.com and you can search about Freedom Conference or Freedom Groups.
Yeah, if anyone wants to do one online, I might even consider that.
But yeah, that's about it for the Freedom Conference. Definitely came out feeling more joyful. That's why Kevin had to call me joyful.
That was the word for this week, joyful. I think that's it then for our life update. Right? Should we jump into what games we've been playing this week?
Sure.
Okay. So first, this last Tuesday, we streamed A Way Out. This was our part two stream of this game.
Yep. For those who haven't seen part one or listened to our episode about a part one, about A Way Out, is about two inmates. So Kevin and I are like two prison inmates trying to escape prison. And we did, right? In the first stream. And then this time we were just like escaping further because obviously prison guards are not going to let you go just so easily.
Yeah. Yeah. So I really enjoyed the second day of playing this game versus like the first one. The first one was more like how to be sneaky, like don't get caught by the guards, like, you know, don't be seen mostly, right? But you're other than that, it's like, oh, timing on like when to go and, you know, so that you don't get caught.
Yeah.
And then this second day was like way different, I felt like, right? There's a part where like we're kind of rafting down a river, right? And like we're trying to work together to like not totally crash the boat. That was probably where we struggled the most.
I know.
Because we like, it was tough though, to be fair. I feel like we honestly did the best we could.
That was funny though. Left, right, left, right.
I mean, like, we crashed a few times, but we eventually made it through the whole thing.
Yeah.
And luckily the game is really lenient. Like, I swear, like you like capsize your boat and it puts you back like 5 feet or something.
Yeah.
Right. And then you're like, you're basically in the same spot you were when you crashed. So like you can't really go backwards.
Mm-hmm.
So we made it through that. And then we went through like a, didn't we like, I'm not condoning this behavior, but didn't we like rob a convenience store?
That was, yeah, that was much later into the story. But in the beginning, we stole a truck from the farmer's farm.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we found this random, like, farm, and we stole their truck. Well, first, okay, it was a broken down truck.
I know.
This was, like, an old truck. It was, like, missing a wheel. Like,
the no gas.
Battery was dead. No gas. Like, we fixed it for them.
I know.
And then we took it. So, to be fair. Yeah, and then after that, we ended up, like, taking money from a convenience store clerk, kind of.
It's not really a convenience store. I think it was a gas station. Yeah, those convenience store at the gas station.
Yeah, which not condoning the behavior, by the way. So that part felt more like Grand Theft Auto. But after that,
we went to a construction site.
Oh, true. That was fun, too. You know, you're chasing someone at a construction site. Like, that was pretty fun. And
oh, but it was one heartfelt moment where you met your son. Was it you or was it me?
It was you. Oh. It was your son. you don't even remember. You don't even know your own son.
I need freedom, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened during that? I remember it was funny. Like, the three of us were playing basketball, right? My character, your character, and then your character's son. And then,
okay,
I remember. Let me tell this part.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're trying to bond with my son. So he was mad at me because all this while he thought I was like in another country working, you know.
But and really, then, you were in prison.
Yeah. And then he read the newspaper where it shows our faces were being wanted.
Yeah.
And he got mad and we happened to go find them. So my wife, which was trying to fix her motorbike or something, was out, and she was like, go talk to your son, he's mad, you know. So I went and talked to him, and it was hard because he kept running away. So I went to his tree house and fixed his sign, and I asked him, like, father to son, like, why don't we play basketball? Like, that's how we bond, you know.
Yeah.
So we played basketball. You, after helping my wife, decided to join us, right?
Yeah.
And at the one part where I was supposed to help my son,
I don't know if this was like, I don't know if this was how it was supposed to happen or what, but like it was at the end of the game or something, right? And the boy's like with the ball and he's like right under the hoop.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it prompted us to do it or something, but like I was closer, I guess.
Yeah.
And it had me like push a button.
Well, it shows that you could push a button.
Yeah.
But
and it made my character grab the boy and like lift him up to the basket.
I know.
Right? So that he could, you know, make a slam dunk.
But
right?
I felt like that moment was taken away from
as
me.
A total dad thing.
Exactly.
And like my character who like doesn't know this kid, like first time meeting this boy like ever, just totally swoops in and steals the perfect dad moment.
I know.
Your character that really needed it.
I was so mad at you. He's like, I haven't seen him for a couple years being stuck in prison, and I wanted to carry him to put the ball in, and I just throw the ball at him, and the next thing I see, you carry him and help him make a basket, and I was like, what?
I was just showing you how it's done.
Yeah. And I never got a chance to do it after that.
Yeah. Yeah, that was funny. It was a funny moment in the stream for sure.
Yeah, once a dad in real life, always a dad in game, huh, Kevin?
Yeah. Yep. And then the last part that we got to, and correct me if I'm missing anything, but we meet like a person who's providing like weapons for us or something, and we get to pick like what what gun we want to use. Mm-hmm. And so we even got to do a little bit of like target practice with them, which was cool. So it kind of seems like we're getting to a point in the game where like we'll actually get to like fight people or fight back, right? Mm-hmm. With like some combat in the game, which is interesting because that's going to be way different than like anything so far. And I feel like the way we've broken up our days of playing it, like I feel like we, the first day we like broke it off like from the second day, right, like really well of like where we decided to stop each mm-hmm. time. And I feel like we set ourselves up for day three to be completely different from day two.
That's true.
So I'm excited to jump back in and keep playing that game.
But also your wife got into labor at the end of the day two. You remember that? That's, like she was calling 911. She's like, I'm in labor.
That's right. So. Yeah. And we haven't really seen much of her or like met her yet, other mm-hmm. than knowing she doesn't like my character that much, right?
Yeah. Well, she's mad at you. She believes.
Well, of course.
The cops that you killed your own brother or something. But
which is weird. You think she would know or like have a pretty good feeling. Yeah. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. So in the second day stream, my character's wife was so helpful. Like she even told the cops when they came and checked on us. She was
like,
just like his
partner in crime.
Totally. Exactly. Because they were raised together in the orphanage, you know, and stuff.
Yeah. Looked after each other.
Yeah. So I can't wait to see the dynamics of you and your wife.
It's going to be way different.
I bet. I just know it. I bet you can't even hold your baby. I'll grab it for you.
Yeah. You'll get the skin-to-skin moments with the newborn baby.
Golden hour.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, so I think that's pretty much it for a way out, at least at this point. If you want to see what happens next in the story, and you could catch us this upcoming Tuesday, the day this episode goes live. Over on Twitch, which we'll talk about more later.
Yeah.
But also this week, I have been playing some more Paper Mario 64. And I now have 5 of the 7 star characters.
Star like, spirits. Set free.
Is that what they're called? That's what, I think that's what they're called.
Yeah.
And each one kind of makes you stronger and gives you a new ability. And that also, that's how I'm at least measuring how far through the game I am. Right? 5 out of 7.
Uh-huh.
And Dylan is also playing his own save file.
Yeah.
And this week, he probably played a bit more than me, and he caught up to where I am at, pretty much.
He caught up, or you caught him up?
Kind of. I mean, a little bit. Like, I help with some stuff here and there. Like, if I know he can't really get it, or, like, sometimes, like, you're progressing through, say, like, a castle or something, right? And you're getting, like, maybe you're halfway through, but you're about to die, and you want to go back to get health, mm-hmm. right? He has a hard time like getting past enemies without like entering combat with them.
So, do you not enter in combat with them normally when you play on your save file? I thought you have to enter combat with them.
I mean, you could just like run past them and not have to fight them. I mean, it depends. Like some things you want, sometimes you want to fight because you get experience and coins and stuff. And then other times, like if you have low health, you might not want to, right? So sometimes like I'll help him by going back to the healing spot, healing his character. And then getting him back to where he was. So that way, you know, he's still where he was, but he has more health again and stuff.
Gotcha.
And can kind of keep pushing forward. But I'm still just like barely ahead of him. So I'm going to try to stay ahead of him so that I know like what he has to do. But right now we're both in Flower Fields, which is a pretty cool place so far.
Is this like the jungle one with the piranha with the
Yoshis?
Pond?
No, not like the one with all the Yoshis and the volcano. That one was kind of cool too.
I like that one too. Yeah. I haven't seen the Flower Fields.
Flower Fields is like, it's kind of confusing, but it's like, it's easy to get around once you know where you're going. Whereas like the Yoshi place was like kind of confusing to me as far as how you get to where. I kept having to just like explore. But yeah, besides Paper Mario, I've still been playing a lot of Hearthstone. It's been my go-to game most nights where I'm still playing with my friend of the duo's Battlegrounds.
Okay, any new updates on that?
I think I've decided that I want to get the Battle Pass for Battlegrounds.
Okay.
Which really the main reason why is because each match you get to pick from one of 2 heroes you want to play as, and there's like I don't know 30 plus different heroes, maybe more, maybe less, I don't know, and you get like 2 at random you get to pick from, which is not a lot, right? Sometimes you don't find one you like. And so getting the battle pass makes that four heroes to pick from, right? So it gives you a lot more selection of who I want to play as. And some heroes are a lot more fun than others. I just enjoy a lot more. So I'm kind of thinking I'll have a lot more fun with it if I get that. And plus, I think it gives you skins and all kinds of other rewards. So depending on how much time is left, if there's enough time left in the Battle Pass season, then I'll get it. So we'll see. But I'm having a lot of fun with Battlegrounds. But that's pretty much the only update for that. So what about you? What have you been playing?
I've been playing Hogwarts Legacy. It's been a hot minute since I was last playing it. And I remember when I told you the first time on the podcast about it, I was saying how slow it was, how I did not enjoy it. Remember?
Yeah.
Apart from like the cool place and whatnot, the open world and everything. But I changed my mind the second time I played this one. So I spent about like 4 hours into it. Well, two and two. So I managed to progress further. I level up my character more. And I got into a lot of combats with the Dark Wizards. I also learned a few more new spells, which is very important for combats. And I think my favorite is the Defense of Dark Arts class, which mm-hmm. is no wonder for a Slytherin like me. But the funny thing was, after all the hard work of learning the spells and leveling up and collecting gears, I found this place with my ancient magic. It's called the Map Chamber. And at this chamber, they showed me that I have four trials to complete. It's called the Keeper's Trial. And I actually finished one of them.
Oh, nice.
Which is like the Percival Rackham's Trial. He was a professor at Hogwarts long, long time ago. And he also had ancient magic like me. And
is this something that like only
special people has it?
Okay.
It's not the kind of regular magic that Hogwarts teach. This one is like you get to see the ancient one, which you can build stuff.
Only like every so many years, someone's born with this kind of thing.
Yes, okay. Yes. So yeah, it just reminded me of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom when you're inside that trial. And then the whole, it looks like when you're in the shrines, you know, and you have to solve puzzles on like moving the platforms and everything to get to where you need to be. So that part reminded me of Zelda, the puzzle solving part. But also other things that was fun is like you get to fight more in the trials. Yeah. And it all leads to a boss fight at the end. And when he was fighting the boss fight, I was like, I don't remember signing up for Elden Ring because this is like a big, big armored knight.
Is that because the boss looked like an Elden Ring boss, or is that because it was like difficult?
Both. And also he nearly killed me off, but because I had it in the easiest difficulty level, he didn't kill me. But still, my health got pretty low. I can't seem to dodge. So you're like on this big circle platform, right?
Yeah.
So you can't fall off the platform or something when you're fighting. But at the same time, like when you roll around to like avoid getting hit, because he shoots this laser beam. Well, I guess it's not laser beam. It's his wand magic or sword magic. I don't know.
Yeah.
But
he'd be a pretty strong wizard if he has a laser beam too.
Exactly. I really don't know what world I was fighting. Is this like a magic or laser or sword?
A Jedi with a lightsaber.
Exactly. I was confused for a bit there. But I can't seem to like dodge. And you know I'm bad at parrying. Based on all my...
That's a tougher skill to get in from most games, yeah.
Yeah, and especially when he stomps his foot or jumps, and then you can see there's a big circle on the ground, right? But no matter how I like roll away, I press control to keep rolling away, I roll within that circle. So he just like lands on top of me and like, whoosh, I have to drink the healing potion, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does sound like Elden Ring.
Exactly. I was like, this is so hard. So yeah, I finished the first trial. It was pretty long, but I'm looking forward to the next three trials, but they wouldn't give it to me like immediately because I need to do other quests to keep leveling up. And I also try to like give the most Slytherin answers every time like there's a dialogue choice. Like, okay, we can do this, but we'll have to break the rules. And then I'll have like a choice of sounds fun to me or...
Is that like the natural choice though, or you're having to change what you would inherently put just to match a Slytherin?
No, it was a natural choice for me, but then one of it would be like more careful, like kind of seem like the kind of choice you would make, like, I really don't think we should get ourselves into more trouble, you know?
Yeah.
So mine's the always like, yeah, yeah, you're the vault dweller. Vault dweller. Yeah, so I was like, sounds fun to me. Let's do it.
Okay, gotcha.
But yeah, that's all about Hogwarts Legacy. I'll definitely be still playing it. I'm trying to get through the main story at least.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Good. Glad that you're enjoying it. I'm glad that it got better. I think a lot of games can sometimes feel really slow starting off, depending on like the tutorial and how long it is and how the game kind of gets up to speed.
Yeah.
But I'm glad you're liking it more.
But a funny thing, I just have to say this, like a thing I notice about me would be like when I have to enter into the Dark Forest or the Forbidden Forest, I forgot what's the name of that forest, and I'll be like so scared. So I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so scared. I don't want to go in there. But there's where the quest is, right? The trial is. And I'm like, I don't want to go in there. Like, there's enemies in there. And then it suddenly, like, occurred to me that I sound exactly like our son in Mario.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
That's how he has always been. I didn't really talk about that. But every time, like, he'll walk through a doorway and it'll load the next room. And there'll be an enemy there. And he'll, like, he'll just run right back out the door. And then he'll look at me and he's like, there was an enemy there. And I'm like, I know, that's part of the game. Like, you might have to fight them. That's how the game works.
I know. But I never realized that until, like, I myself encounter the enemy or a dark place and I get, oh, I'm scared. Then I just thought of Dylan, so.
Yeah, but there's so many times he'll be, like, so hesitant and, like, take his time. It's like a super long staircase in one part in Mario. And I'm like, just keep going up the stairs. And like, he would go up like so slowly. And like, I know there's nothing to be afraid of. There's no enemies or anything. And he has a really hard time with it sometimes.
Yeah.
But anyways, anything else on Hogwarts?
Nope.
The only other thing that I had from this week is Marvel Snap, which has been my only mobile game right now.
Yeah.
And playing with some of the newer cards lately, I did have a really funny game, which honestly had me laughing because it was just super random and like I got like 1,000% lucky in this game. And me and my opponent were both competing for like 2 of the 3 locations, and both of us were kind of ignoring the third location. And then I think on like the last turn, I played a card on the last location, which my opponent was completely ignoring. And that location turns the first card you play there into a random 6-cost card. And I threw something like just weak that I didn't really care for. It was just to try to put some points in that location to try and win it. And it turned that card into Galactus, which if you don't know, Galactus, if you're winning that location and he's your only card, it destroys the other 2 locations. And that's the only location left. And my opponent wasn't even trying to win that location. He left it like completely blank. So I obviously won that location and destroyed the other 2 locations.
Wow.
And then I won the game.
Wow. And
it was just a complete chance because the card that I played there got turned into a random 6-cost card. And Galactus is one of the many 6-cost cards. So it was just by complete chance I got Galactus. And that was the only card that I had there. And my opponent wasn't playing anything there, so I was winning.
Wow. What would happen if your opponent had something there with...
If most likely I wouldn't have been winning that location, I would have lost the game.
Gotcha.
Because Galactus is not that strong.
It's just his effects that are strong.
Yeah, if you play him right, he can be strong. Or if you can get insanely lucky like I did.
Yeah.
And it took me a second because like, I wasn't trying to do that. I wasn't planning to do that. It just came out of nowhere. And I was just not expecting that. And I'm pretty sure I would have lost the game if that didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I won the game. I was happy I won the game, but I totally did not deserve that win.
Yes, you were extremely lucky. Now, I know I have something to share about in the gaming section, although it doesn't involve our gaming updates, but it's part of gaming in this family.
Okay.
And that is Candy Crush.
Okay.
So, you know, my mom, which was here about a couple months ago, right? So she introduced Candy Crush to Dylan, our son, and she was like global leading the first one back then.
Number one
global. Yeah.
Candy Crush player, Candy which is Crush. Crazy.
Yeah, because you can see like who is on the leaderboard, right? Like global or friends. So she was number one for a while she was here a few months ago. And then because she introduced it to our son, she ignored her game and helped him play his game. And then after a while, she fell from the leaderboard and stuff. And then last week or a couple weeks ago, she was telling me that she found out that King, which is the Candy Crush developer,
yep.
they I don't know, they gave the number one global person like $100,000. And then the first runner-up, $50,000. And the second runner-up, $30,000. And she didn't win that because she was not focusing on hers anymore. Yeah. More on Dylan's. And she was like, I didn't know there was even like a raise or like an award. Because it never happened. Like, I don't think she's heard of it before. Like, you know. So it was so frustrating for her. Like, yeah, I could have won that. And she's like, I'm now like just number 10 or something. And
I'm assuming she doesn't get anything for the place she was in.
Yeah, of course not. But she was saying like how like she never spent on boosters, right?
Yeah.
And I thought it was like pretty amazing how she was leading in a global scoreboard all this while
being completely free to play. Yeah. Not spending money.
I mean, you could just to win more lives, but yeah. So kudos to her for all her hard work. Just wanted her to know that we see her effort.
And for putting her grandson before her own.
Exactly. And it was so funny because she said if she had listened to Dylan, because Dylan was like, wow, you're number one, you should just stay there and keep playing to maintain being number one. But she was like, no, I want to help you. And now she was thinking like, oh, if I had, you know, just listened to you, Dylan, I would have already won $100,000.
Yeah.
And guess what? Dylan's reply to that. He's like, is this real money? Or is this in-game goal?
Yeah.
And I told him that it's real money. And you know what he said? We could have gone to Hawaii.
Yeah, it's enough to go to the Disney resort in Hawaii.
Exactly. And my mom's like, why Hawaii? And I said, it's an inside joke.
Yeah.
But I'm just impressed he actually remembered it. But yeah, I just wanted to share that. So
that's a crazy story. It would have been funny if he had helped Dylan get to the number one spot.
No, he's way behind.
I know. It's a long ways from that.
Yeah, that's like level 9,000 something. I forgot what.
Yeah, there's a lot of levels in Candy Crush. Huh?
Mm-hmm. But that's it for the gaming updates. Shall we move on to the new game releases?
Yep, sure. I will kick us off with those. So new game releases this week, we have Endless Ocean Luminous on Switch, and Indica on PC, Madison on PSVR 2, MotoGP 24 on all consoles and PC, Surmount on Switch and PC, Prison Architect 2 on PS5, Xbox Series S and X, and PC. And finally, Seed of Life on all consoles. Prison Architect kind of sounds interesting to me. Like, I'm wondering how do you design a prison? Like, what needs to be in place? And what is the best way to test your prison design besides from having, like, people try to break out?
Yeah.
Right? Like, whoever designed the Way Out prison obviously didn't do a very good job because people are escaping. But that's just a game that I've never heard of or played anything like that.
Yeah, very intriguing.
What about Game Pass games this week?
So there's not much coming out on Game Pass. New on Game Pass is Tomb Raider Definitive Edition on console, PC, and cloud. And this is different than the one we mentioned 2 weeks ago. This one is just Tomb Raider. And the previous one was Shadow of the Tomb Raider. So it's two different things, but still Definitive Edition.
Gotcha.
And Kona 2, Broom on console, PC, and cloud. Now to go on to where you can find us. You can catch us on YouTube.
At the Gamer Parents Podcast YouTube channel.
Where you will see audio recordings of this podcast.
Or over on Twitter at twitter.com/gamerparentspod.
Or Instagram at gamer_parents_podcast.
Give us a like, follow, subscribe, whatever it is, wherever it is, and we would greatly appreciate it.
The best way to catch us and hang out with us would be on the Discord, of course, where we regularly update on life and cute pictures.
Life and cute pictures. That's all you need.
Yes.
Yeah, we talk about life and gaming and all kinds of stuff all throughout the week.
Uh-huh.
So if you would like to connect with us there over on Discord, you can find the link for that in the episode description.
Yep. But this is all for episode 88.
We will catch you all in the next one.
Bye.